This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The ethanol industry is confident that newly confirmed EPA Chief Lee Zeldin will be supportive of its top issues. Zeldin, a former New York representative, has been critical of ethanol in the past, but the industry is confident that will change now that the Senate-confirmed EPA Chief must answer to the president. We will hear more from Troy Bredenkamp of the Renewable Fuels Association next.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game. Not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors, our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
The ethanol industry is confident that newly confirmed EPA Chief Lee Zeldin will be supportive of its top issues.
So what we heard at the confirmation hearing was a guy that said, you know, I may have not always been the most supportive person in the past, but I know who I work for, and that's Donald J. Trump, and he is a supporter of ethanol and E15, so I'm going to be that as well.
That is Troy Bredenkamp of the Renewable Fuels Association. Zeldin told senators that national year-round sales will be up to Congress to decide. Bredenkamp agrees that Trump's fight for dollars to extend his expiring 2017 tax cuts could cut into Inflation Reduction Act funding for the 45Z sustainable aviation fuel tax credits, but he adds this.
It looks like of the tax cuts that are in place for IRA and what the Trump administration has weighed in on, 45Z and a couple others seem to be ones that they're willing to at least take another look at.
Bredenkamp also discusses the Biden tailpipe emissions rule that the ethanol industry considers an EV mandate and went to court over.
The Zeldin EPA will put a pause on the implementation of that particular rule. It was set for 27 to 2032. It hadn't even been started to be implemented yet. So there's a process that they'll go through to pause that implementation. And then they'll probably start a complete rewrite.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, visit iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.